Hello, everyone. I am Erin Tarr. I am a confidence coach for tween girls. Today, we are talking about three very specific feelings or moods or situations that are completely normal for everyone, and especially completely normal for teen and tween girls. We are talking today about stress, anxiety, and depression. I am not a therapist. I am a confidence coach. When you talk about stress, anxiety, and depression, though, I want to make sure that you know what you're talking about. I want to make sure that you understand the difference between those three things, and maybe then it will help you evaluate a little more which one you are actually dealing with. So we're going to start with stress. Stress has to do with tension or pressure that you feel about a specific situation. Many people have stress when it comes to tests, or you might have stress with a very specific relationship, or stress when you are looking for one specific event in your life. That is stress. It is completely normal when something big is coming up that you feel a little stressed about it, that you feel pressure, that you feel a little bit of tension, right? You're normal. If you feel stressed, here's something you can do about it. Journal. Get out your journal, set a timer for 5 minutes, and just write all the things you are thinking and feeling about this specific situation, all of it. When the timer goes off, you can stop, look maybe at what you've written, and then come up with 3 or 4 action plans to help alleviate the pressure or the tension. For example, if you are looking forward to a big audition, maybe you want to be in the school play. If you are feeling pressure or stress about that situation, write down 3 action items you can do. You can rehearse more. You can ask someone to help you. You can get more curious and find out more information about exactly how the audition is going to go so that you feel very prepared going in. That is a very actionable plan that can help alleviate some of the stress that is specific to that situation. Next, we're going to talk about anxiety. Anxiety is the second situation that we're talking about. Anxiety differs from stress, still completely normal for you to feel anxious or have anxiety. It is when it's a little more persistent type of stress, and it usually has to do with something that's happening in the future that we feel unease about because we don't know how it's going to turn out. It's a little more persistent. And often when we have anxious feelings, we're actually not even sure exactly what we are anxious about. So where stress often is a very specific, I am feeling stressed about this situation, I'm feeling stressed about this test, anxious feelings that are a little more pervasive, we're not often really clear on where they're coming from or what they're about. A lot of times, if we have multiple stressful situations, we feel anxious, and it's ongoing. It's not just when we think about that one situation. It's kind of a pervasive, I'm feeling very anxious in general right now about all the things going on. Again, this is very normal, very common. When you are anxious, the best thing you can do is get with a trusted person. If you are a teen or a tween, I recommend getting with an adult, either a parent or a mentor or a therapist, and talking through these feelings. They have so much perspective on helping you identify your anxious feelings and pull apart where they're coming from so that they can turn into maybe more low-level stress that you can develop action plans for. So if you are feeling anxious, that is my best advice for you. Go find somebody to talk to about it. Someone that is older, someone that is trusted, and someone that can give you great perspective on the situation. The final thing that I am addressing today in this quick video is depression. That's the third one. So that's why I held up three fingers. The final thing that I'm addressing today is depression. Depression is feelings of sadness. It's feeling really down. And again, similar to anxiety, we don't always know exactly why we feel down or why we feel sad, but it happens to all of us at some point or another. You are normal. When you kind of get into that place where you just don't feel good, you just don't feel like yourself, and you're not sure why. It's different than anxiety, but sometimes anxiety and depression go together a little bit. So sometimes when you're feeling anxious, you also get depressed. Or sometimes when you're feeling depressed, you also start to get anxious. So they can be kind of like cohabitating in your life. My best advice for when you feel that way is to make a list of 10 things that you love, that make you feel better, that make you feel happy and secure and safe, and then act on two or three of those. If you make a list of 10, sometimes not all of them are going to be things that you're able to do in that time. For example, right now, I would love to be able to go to the mall and just blow off some steam, but it doesn't feel really safe during COVID. So I need to do some of my other backup items for self-care, taking a long hot shower, listening to an audiobook by myself in my room. Those are some of the things that I like to do when I'm feeling down, when I'm feeling like I'm not exactly myself. Those are the types of self-care activities that make me feel a little bit better. Once you have made your list and you've started to take a little bit of action on that feeling of being blue or being sad, the next step is to take action by talking to someone, just like with the anxiety. And if you can piece apart why you're feeling this way, whether it's depressed or anxious, then you can maybe demote it to regular old stress and then make the action plan to help alleviate the stress. That's the goal. That's the idea. To be clear, I am not a therapist. I am not a medical professional. What I am is a normal woman who went through a fairly normal childhood, tweenage, teenage years, college years, and I have dealt with all of these things. I have dealt with stress. I have dealt with feelings of anxiety, feelings of depression. I have never been diagnosed with an anxiety disorder or a depression disorder. The advice that I'm giving is not for diagnosed anxiety disorders or depression disorders. If you have any indication that the type of anxiety or depression that you're feeling is on a larger scale that needs treatment, you should talk to a therapist. You should talk to a doctor. You should talk to a medical professional and get help. When you enroll the help of a trusted adult, they can give you accurate feedback as to whether you need medical attention. Please listen to them. Please take their advice. This video is intended to help you determine, am I feeling stressed? Or am I anxious? Or am I feeling a little depressed? And it's to give you ideas on how to move forward in the midst of those feelings, in the midst of that situation. The earlier you get curious about how you're feeling and get started on an action plan, the faster you can get back to feeling like yourself and being able to choose the thoughts that are positive, that are grateful, that are life-giving, so that you can create a life that you love, that you want to live, that you're excited to live, in order to go out and change the world in the way that only you can. Because you are unique and you are special and you are going to make an amazing impact on whatever people, issue, cause, situation that you choose to make an impact on. I can't wait to see you do that.